There are thieves among us.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. It's the biggest case of identification theft ever prosecuted. The Justice Department yesterday accused three men of stealing more than 130 million credit and debit card numbers and all the account information that goes along with them. From New York, Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
This sounds like one for the Hollywood producers. One American and two unnamed Russians reportedly used elaborate techniques to hack into the computer systems of five different companies and steal account information. They allegedly sold some of the numbers online. They used others to buy stuff and take money out of bank accounts. The companies include 7-Eleven and a chain of regional grocery stores, but the men reportedly used lists of Fortune 500 companies to decide which ones to break into. The American, Albert Gonzalez, has a long rap sheet for other similar crimes, including taking tens of millions of card numbers from TJX, the company that owns TJ Maxx and Marshalls. He's been in custody for more than a year. If they're convicted, the three men could get up to 35 years in prison and be made to pay large fines. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
World markets are rebounding after starting the week on a down note. Markets in Europe are up slightly. Shares in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are higher by a half percent or more. Asian shares closed mixed today, although Japan's Nikkei had a slight gain, and the Hang Seng added nearly a percent. Wall Street yesterday, not so good. Markets tumbled by the biggest margin in 6 weeks. The Nasdaq lost the most, 2.75%. The S&P 500 lost about 2.5%, and the Dow lost about 2% yesterday. Today, Home Depot comes out with second quarter earnings. The country's top home improvement chain will be the other work boot to drop, if you will. That's after rival Lowe's offered up worse than expected earnings yesterday, down nearly 20% from 1 year ago. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
After reports that home builders are starting to build and home buyers starting to buy, it seems a bit surprising that sales at home improvement stores aren't picking up. Investment manager Michael Farr says consumers are still in a no-spending funk. The evidence, Lowe's cash register receipts.
Most of the ticket items were right around $50. So for painting and for smaller jobs, people were doing it themselves. The big ticket things, countertops and bath fixtures, consumers not buying.
Our purchases are down significantly.
Contractors like Debbie Kitchen of Portland, Oregon, aren't ringing up big supply purchases either. Her company, Interworks LLC, does everything from basement to bathroom remodels, but customers haven't wanted many of those lately. Instead, they're calling about
things that they pretty much have to do rather than things that are deferrable or on their wish list.
Until homeowners get back to that wish list, don't expect to see much improvement in the home improvement market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
For some people, the Sunshine State isn't so sunny these days. The University of Florida's Bureau of Economic and Business Research reports at least 58,000 of them moved out of the state between 2008 and this year. Trouble is, there are 400,000 empty homes on the market in Florida. Most likely, the population dip means the state will have to cut its budget projections as less money will be coming in this year. It's the first time Florida has lost population since 1946.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
With sluggish sales at home, Ford Motor Company is ramping up its operations abroad in fast-developing countries such as India. There, it's still a small player, literally, with big ambitions. Raymond Thibodeau reports from New Delhi.
This is Delhi's biggest Ford dealership, and it isn't exactly humming. On a weekday afternoon, just a few customers walk the lot. Jagdish Prakash is looking to trade in his Indian-made Maruti and buy his first Ford.
I have tried Maruti a number of times. Now I want to change.
Prakash, a 53-year-old financial consultant, has reaped the benefits of India's boom, so he can afford to trade up to a Ford Fiesta. He says part of Ford's appeal is their car's reputation for toughness. Just like India's ubiquitous Ambassador, which is officially a car, but tough enough to be a tank.
Our roads are not as good compared to foreign roads. So we like a sturdy car, like Ambassador. So it was a very sturdy car. Even you hit a person, there won't be any effect on the car. The person will be destroyed.
That's not the kind of toughness Ford will be pushing in its ads. But the automaker is keen to attract more customers like Prakash. India's middle class has swollen to about 300 million. And American giants like Ford and GM don't want to miss out on those potential customers. Michael Bonaham is managing director of Ford India.
The Indian market is experiencing tremendous growth, and we're predicting that will continue certainly the next 10 years or so.
The automaker set up shop here about a decade ago, but so far it's only captured about 3% of the market. Bonaham says Ford is spending $500 million, mainly to expand its India operations into a key segment for sales, small cars for about $8,000 or less.
That's 65 to 70% of the total vehicles sold in India. And really, if you're not in that segment, you continue to be a niche player.
Ford's expecting to roll out its first ever car in that category early next year. Company bosses won't say what they're calling the new auto, but they're confident that it'll catapult Ford into India's major leagues. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Finally, a word of warning if you're a shoplifter in Britain. At one store, you'll likely be videotaped on the closed-circuit telly, and they'll post your picture in the front window of the store. The Home Bargains chain says it's lost more than $9 million in merchandise over the past year. Human rights advocates cry foul because the store is taking the law into its own hands and foregoes all that silly due process and fair trial stuff. Legal scholars say closed-circuit TV is shaky evidence at best, but some customers say good for them. The crooks should get the camera thrown at them for being dumb enough not to look up and say cheese. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.